Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheem, speaker, life coach, trainer, author, podcast host, friend, musician, singer, songwriter, ready to give you the best of what I've learned over the past 20, 25, 30, 40 years, whatever how long I've been on this planet for, learning, earning, returning from books, seminars, life experiences, and this deep hunger to want to serve and make the world better. This is a podcast where we help you claim your power, clarify your purpose, cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible so you can ultimately show up, grow up, upgrade, enhance, and advance in your life so you can be the ultimate version of yourself, upgrading yourself on a consistent basis, ultimately inspiring others to do the exact same so you can live a fulfilled, loving, passionate, purposeful life full of meaning, full of joy, full of bliss. So thank you for joining us. And Cameron, at the beginning of the show, you talked about leaving a review, a five-star review. I obviously, for the people that are listening to this, if you truly believe that it's a five-star show and it's benefiting you in a five-star way, please, that'd be greatly appreciated. It's really, it's for me, yes, but it's also for me in helping my mission to get my message out to the world. That's all I want to do is create depth in people's lives, upgrade people's lives, help people and give people skills to upgrade and enhance their life and to update their life on a consistent basis. So they are living passionately, purposefully, and powerfully. That's all I want to do. And that's how I live my life. Anytime I learn something, I immediately want to teach it. Anytime I have an insight from a book or a seminar or an audio or meditation or in prayer or interaction with my family or friends or clients, I write it down and I want to share it with on my podcast or my books, whatever I'm doing. I want to continually sharing it because we want to be conduits for love, conduits for wisdom, conduits for creating flow in our life and the flow of life around us. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for leaving that description or a great five-star review or comment, whatever it is, because you are five-star fans and I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for continuously joining us and supporting this podcast and supporting us as a whole. So today's podcast, the title of this podcast is Under Promise and Over Deliver. And I recently had an experience where a guy, he installed a bunch of our shades in our house. And, you know, and great guy. He was just an amazing guy. And to fast forward it, one of the shades broke. And this was only maybe 3 months after my shades were installed in our house. And he said, I called him up and I said, you know, one of the things broke off. Would you mind coming by? Let me know how much it costs. And he came by literally the next day and he fixed it free of charge. And he was like, no, man, you're a customer of mine and I want to make sure you're satisfied, not just by the installation, but by the customer service. And no, you're not going to give me any money. I just want to make sure you guys are happy. And it sort of reminded me, I was like, wow, the fact that he did that, the fact that I'm talking about this on this podcast, right, is probably going to give him referrals. And he said, you know what? He goes, I don't advertise. I'm word of mouth and I just want to serve my customers and give my customers the greatest experience of service possible. Now, he never told me that prior to, you know, installing my shades. He under-promised and over-delivered. Now, who am I telling about his service? Everybody. If you need shades, boom. Who immediately comes to mind? This guy. His name is Rick, by the way. He has a company called, and I'm not getting anything from this, he's got a company called Custom California Shutters and Blinds, Rick. Anyways, he's a phenomenal guy, and he's such a nice guy. He goes, hey, anytime a shade breaks, let me know. I'll come by, and I'm driving through Burlington all the time, and I'll fix it, man. No problem. So amazing. And it just sort of, it reinforced this idea that that's what I want to do. I want to be able to under-promise and over-deliver, even though I do talk a lot and I want to give as much as I can through word, through action, through presence of mind, of spirit, of heart. I can tell you that for me, anytime I speak in front of an audience, if I'm getting paid a certain amount, I want to give 10 times the value. So if I get paid $1,000, then I want to give $10,000 worth of value. I want to give $10,000 worth of passion, of wisdom, of love as much as possible. That's what I do my best to do in this podcast, in my client, working with clients, in my training, whatever it might be I'm doing. I want to give 10 times the value so that when they leave, they feel empowered and devoted. They feel enlightened and enriched so they can live out their dreams and then share their particular unique dream and passion for life in their own unique delivery system and whatever they're doing, whatever career path they're on, whatever spiritual path they're on, and then go ignite everyone else's heart as I've ignited theirs. That's what it's all about. And when it comes to under-promising and over-delivering, if you can do that in life in general, not just in business, if you can do that in life, you're gonna be legendary amongst all your friends and family. You're gonna be one that's gonna be trusted. You're gonna be one that's gonna be loved. You're gonna be one who says, you know what? When it comes to when it comes to tough times, this is the one person, or this is the person I'd want to go to because I trust them. They have a tremendous amount of integrity. They under-promise. They over-deliver. They're able to listen to me. They're able to be there. I remember there was a time when when my father passed away a long time ago when I was 24 years old. The amount of love that came out of that, and my best friend. He's probably listening to this podcast anyway. He likes to listen to this and support it. But he's in Minnesota, and he was there for me so much during that time. And I was like, wow, this is absolutely amazing. This is the type of friend I want for a lifetime, right? It's those type of friends that will be there for you, that are under promise and over deliver, right? And during those tough times. And as I heard, I remember a long time, my sister even had a quote on her door a long time ago, and I remember it to this day. She says, a true friend will walk in when the rest of the world walks out. And that's absolutely true. That's it in a nutshell. So if you want to accelerate your growth as a salesperson or a teacher or a whatever it is, whatever career path you're on, under promise, over deliver. Go that extra mile for people. And I can promise you, just like this guy Rick did for his service to me, I'm going to talk about him a lot when it comes to people's renovations in their homes or they're getting shades or whatever they're doing. And that's exactly it. I want people to have the same sort of mindset with the service I bring to the world, because I want to be synonymous with that level of integrity, that level of service, with that level of love, with that level of authenticity. I want to be known for that. I mean, I think that I've told this to people. The greatest compliment that I ever get is there's one gentleman who listened to my podcast one time. Actually, no, I was on someone else's podcast and they were listening to it, and they reached out to me and they said to me, I just want to say, I was listening to you and I was watching you on this podcast, and I have to say what drew me into to message you wasn't necessarily what you were saying, but it was the genuine, sincere, authentic approach or genuine wantingness and hunger to really help people. And I want that to bleed through in everything that I do in my working with people, in this podcast, in speaking to people, in writing my books and in my music, everything that I do. I want that to speak like everything through me, authenticity and generosity and grace and gratitude. I want to be me so you can be you. As I said in my first book, dedicating my first book to my wife and my children, I am because you are. And I want to do that with everything I am. So enough about that. Hopefully you guys got that message. Anything to add to that, Cam?
Yeah, I actually had a question. Like,
sure.
So overall, you're talking about going the extra mile. Mm-hmm. Being at your best, your absolute best for others.
Yes.
And I mean, as a result, that guy, what was his name? Rick. Yeah. Rick gave you amazing service. Yeah. And so
unexpected too.
Unexpected. And that completely, you know, you remembered him. We remember the kinds of people who do their absolute best for us. So how do you get yourself to that place where you're doing more than is necessary? Because a lot of people just kind of scrape the bare minimum, like I did in high school, essentially, where I just get the right amount of credits, you're graduating, yes, you're fine, yes, and then leave. That was me, so.
Yeah. Well, I must say, that reminds me of one of my original mentors used to say, Anthony, a job, people will only work as much so they don't get fired at a job, if they don't like the job especially, and they only pay you enough so you won't quit. I mean, that is the lowest form of motivation, really. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're struggling with money, you got to work. I get it. You have to work. I mean, the greatest would be to work not just for necessity, but for desire, and because you really want to, and get to a point where you don't have to work for necessity, but you got to want to work for joy. But the point of the matter is, I think that's got to be a code of conduct that you embody every single day, that you want to provide a service, you want to provide a friendship, a relationship, an interaction that blows people's minds, that opens people's hearts, that allows people's soul to be touched and pierced by what you say, by your presence, by your passion for what you're doing. You can do this with everything. You can do this. I mean, I've seen people do this with music. I've seen people do this with cooking or baking or cleaning a home. And you're like, wow, the ways in which they clean a home and they're smiling, or the way that they're baking a pie. And you're like, wow, you really love this. And they're like, yeah, I just want to, every time I bake a pie or every time I cook a meal, it's a creation. And I'm providing, I don't want just want to create a perfect meal or an awesome pie. When they bite into that, I want the whole experience of them looking at it, smelling it, seeing it, the ambiance of eating that meal or biting into that pie to be a full encapsulation of who I am. It's like, wow, it's like amazing. And that can be embodied and, what's the word I'm looking for? Embodied. It can be practiced in everything you do at home, at work, at play. So it's sort of a code of conduct that you say, today I'm going to render greater service than I did yesterday. And I forget who said it. He says, if you want to be the best in your field, render better service than anyone will render, and you will be legendary in your field. And you know what? Not because you're better than anybody, not because you're superior than anybody, but because you have a deep hunger to want to serve people at the deepest, widest, and highest levels possible. And so I suggest for the people that want to do that, go that extra mile for people. Do that a little bit of extra, you know, for your clients, for your customers, for the people around you. You know, send a text, send an extra email. I was thinking about you today, and I just thought I'd send this over to you. Or a phone call, you haven't you know, talked to a customer or a client in a while, and just say, hey, I was thinking about you and I just want to send a message. Just little things like that. Or even send a video. That's in a great way to do it, right? Or leave a note, or you know, send a bouquet of flowers, whatever it might be. I don't know what it is for you and your work or your lifestyle, but go that extra mile, under promise, over deliver. And you know what? You'll be rich in many ways. I think rich in opportunity, rich in money terms. You'll be rich in emotional terms. You'll be rich in spiritual terms. And you know, even in the Bible, it says, what's the key to greatness? Render greater service to as many people as possible. And I do that. I try and do that with everything I am and everything I do. I may not succeed all the time. That's part of the journey, but I'm committed to that. And that's my code of conduct. Every single day, I do my best to serve my clients, serve the people around me as much as I can. So under promise, over deliver is the theme of this particular episode. So again, we would love your feedback. We'd love your comments. Subscribe on iTunes or any platform. And we'd love any comments or even, again, make a 5-star comment. And if you truly believe that it's a 5-star show, please, we would love it. If not, I understand. But it would be great if you supported us, because then you support the mission of this podcast, this show, because this message is more important than I am, way more important. It's about spreading love as much as we can. So thank you so much. God bless you guys to your continued upgrade and evolution. Live it up with power, purpose, and passion to your endeavors and beyond. Go get it. Under promise, over deliver. God bless, guys.